Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. Maloff, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, Mel.
Good to be here.
We got great things going on, and we got the best listeners in radio to join us for it. Good things coming up, everybody. We're going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit. How's those steps coming? Well, a study found fitness trackers might not be as accurate as we'd like them to be. We got that one coming up. We've got, what word do you think visibly looks the most beautiful?
Okay.
It's a weird one, but I wanted to tease that one for tomorrow, actually, Melissa.
Okay.
Where we have our friends from Quality Plus Printing joining us and everything.
For the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
That's right. Looking forward to Phil and the gang joining us tomorrow for that. That's going to be fun. Usually around 8:45, I would say. But yeah, we're going to be looking forward to that. Got that. Also, a tired guy mixed up spices and made a fajita spiced oatmeal.
Oh, I'd eat that. You know, I like my savory oatmeal.
This is part of the reason why I wanted to get into this one with you, because I think that you and him go in two different directions on this one. We've got some entertainment news for you. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're also going to get into the happiest and least happy states in America. always an interesting list.
It always makes me laugh.
But I did want to start things off in a bit of a melancholy place, because as we were wrapping up Playmakers yesterday, the news broke. Actually, I'm sorry, right before we started, that James Earl Jones had passed away.
Yeah.
And certainly an iconic actor, one of the most iconic actors of all time. The voice of Darth Vader, the voice of Mufasa. Simba's dad in The Lion King. He is also, of course, King Joffrey in Prince Coming to America. The Terrence Mann in Field of Dreams, one of his most iconic roles. Dr. Strangelove, Conan the Barbarian, The Hunt for Red October, The Sandlot. I haven't heard anybody bring up The Sandlot and his incredible performance in that. He is, of course, the voice of This Is CNN.
Yes.
I would like to really quickly just mention two other, you know, kind of movies of his that I don't hear a lot of people talking about. I did hear Michael Wilbon mention it, but if you're looking for great James Earl Jones movies that you have not seen, may I suggest to you the 1976 PG-rated The Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings.
Oh, that's quite the title.
Billy Dee Williams. It's the greatest. It may be the greatest title in movie history, Melissa. not only Mr. Jones, but Richard Pryor, Billy Dee Williams star in this one. It's about set in the 1930s when you had segregation in baseball, and they are a baseball team touring the country. It's a fun movie with some great, great, great performances in it. But what I would like to do in our opening monologue here is actually play something from my favorite performance of James Earl Jones. And it's from a movie called The Great White Hope. This is from 1970. And my father, again, I've mentioned a billion times, he was a boxer, and I watched a lot of boxing movies. This one, along with Raging Bull, one of the first two I remember seeing as a kid. And I just want to play a clip from this movie. And here we go, real quick. This is from The Great White Hope from 1970.
One more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, you're the first black man in the history of the ring who's ever had a crack at the heavyweight title. Now, white folks, of course, are behind Brady. I mean, he's the redeemer of the race and so on. But you, Jack Jefferson, are you the Black Hope?
Well, I'm black and I'm hoping.
Answer him straight.
Hey, look, man, I ain't fighting for no race. I ain't redeeming nobody. My mama told me Mr. Lincoln done that. Ain't that why you shot him?
My, oh, my.
Dang. Oh, just such a good line. James Earl Jones, you've never seen him like you saw him in that movie. Like, it just the man that we recognize, you know, now we're so familiar with and everything is just built like a brick house in that movie. I've seen few human beings look as good as he looks in that movie. An incredible performance by him from that movie. And, It stands out in an incredibly powerful career. There's one line, he's got a lot of great quotes, but there's one line he said about acting that I really appreciated when I was young. And it's, you cannot be an actor like I am and not have been in some of the worst movies like I have. But I stand, but I stand before you, deeply honored, mighty grateful, and just plain godsmacked. Nice. The man appreciated it. He took a lot of gigs because oftentimes he found something that he just liked and just wanted to dive into it. He was a very open speaker, but just not talked to a lot. Like, a lot of people didn't try to interview him and everything. When he would say this in interviews all the time. People think that I don't want to speak or anything. They were intimidated by his voice or his presence or something. And so not a lot of people would reach out to him for interviews, but he loved doing interviews. He liked talking to people and everything. He was a very people person. It's an interesting life and a life that we will be missed. He will be admired and remembered for all time.
Yeah. 93.
I think one of the best ways to honor people like that is to go back, watch clips or their movies or interviews, things like that. I think that's a fun way of...
Well, there's so much that he left behind for us to take in of his life and enjoy that he shared with us. And I think that's phenomenal.
Did you? I know you're not as gigantic as an insane movie buff as I am, and God bless you for that, Melissa. Your brain is better used. But did you have any performances of his that stood out or anything like that?
You know, I love his voice. And anytime, anything that he was in where you got to hear him speak was just, I enjoyed it. I can't say that there's any one in particular. Obviously, The Lion King, you know, him as Mufasa. Is iconic from my childhood, I would say, for sure. Yeah. But, yeah, the Darth Vader role, of course. The two that pop out immediately.
They're really good roles. And there's a reason why they stand out like they do. He took the time to speak to our class at UCLA when our semester wrapped up. And we are all just... I was 20, 21, I think, at the time. And we were just all stunned. That not only that, because our teachers sprung this on us. We didn't know it was going to happen. We found out the day of class. We come in and we're all the seats are different and we're all just, everything's facing the stage. And then this man is introduced and he walks out and he's so much bigger than we would have expected him to be. All of us were rambling about it and talking about it. He came up there and he's supposed to speak to us for the amount of the class. So about 45 to 50 minutes. He spoke for an hour. Nobody said a word. And then afterwards, he took questions for another 20 minutes, even though they said that, you know, hey, Mr. Jones is busy. He has to go. He's like, I'm fine. and stayed for 20 minutes and then stayed for another like 25 minutes to just shake everybody's hands.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm nervous and I just want to say to him how much I love The Great White Hope, that my father and I used to watch that movie and everything. And I've got this really good line in my head I want to say to him. And I walk up to him, Melissa, and I say, my name's James too. I didn't like going by Jim. Did you go by Jim? Do you like Jim? I like words.
Did you fanboy just a little bit,
James? Oh, horribly. Horribly. I used to hope, I can't believe I'm sharing this, I used to hope that I could work with him one day just so I could redeem myself.
Try again.
But that man laughed, shook my hand, and as he's shaking my hand, he's like, I never really liked Jim, but you look like a James. He took a step back. You look like a James.
Nice.
The way that man's hands just dwarfed mine was insane.
Impressive.
Just an incredible.
You got big hands.
Just I was one of many. I spent 1 minute talking to him. There were many, many others that got the chance to take pictures and do different things. And he was sweet to everybody. Just a
that's really cool.
A good of a guy as you could think of. This is a really good human being.
I have to mention the Coming to America role, because that was more comedy.
Yeah.
And I also really enjoyed that role. I have to watch that movie again.
Real quick, if you guys get a chance to out there and you're looking for a lighter moment of his, I think maybe the greatest David Letterman's top 10 moment ever, James Earl Jones came out and read the top 10 list. But he came out and he was doing it real serious. And like Dave's trying to like talk to him, but he's just all stone faced and just serious. The two of them actually work really good together. It's a hilarious scene. It's one of the funniest moments from Late Night with David Letterman, I think. There is no kind of transition or segue from something like that. So we go from James Earl Jones to a man that was the size of a bear to bears. We're just talking about bears. Two different stories about bears. A California man shared a video of a large black bear beating the late summer heat by taking a dip in his kid's kiddie pool.
Yes, these videos are great.
It's so good. This bear is living this Bette's life. It's just missing a martini. That's the only, like, maybe a sun hat. But it's actually looks like a littler bear. I don't know if it is or not. But it's not that much bigger than the kiddie pool that I'm watching here and everything. And it's kind of funny. And if that wasn't enough, a different bear had another fun story where a security camera at a California cabin recorded video when a bear burglar broke into the residence and raided the refrigerator.
Oh no.
The video shows the bear wandering into his South Lake Tahoe cabin earlier this month. Went through, found didn't find much to snack on but a bottle of jelly.
Bears like sweet things.
The bear opened the jar. This is a game changer, man. This is like they're opening jars, they're opening doors. Should we be seeing if bears want to work? Should we be? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of options here.
Animals are smarter than we give them credit for.
Yeah, yeah.
What did we learn in our staff meeting yesterday? Deer notice odd smells.
Yes, they do. We have the greatest staff meetings ever.
We do.
We have awesome staff meetings. And it gives me a chance to embarrass you. I mean, compliment you. Because Melissa does an amazing job running those. And we really can't thank you enough for that, Melissa. Thank you. Well, we appreciate
it. It's a team effort. Yeah. We're all there to help each other. So it's good. It's good times.
I did not know that about deer and that particular thing.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Shout out Michael Colbert. We will take a time out. We'll take care of our partners. We'll come back. We'll do some celebrating with Yale Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club, the Yale Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
We're not talking about bears anymore, James. No cubs.
Nope.
Sorry, I caught that. I had to point it out. It's the Birthday and Anniversary Club.
You broke me.
I did. You're welcome.
You're going to have to take over the show. I'm done. I'm done for the day. El Cafe is just waiting for you, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Treat yourself. Get on over there. Wish them a great day from all of us. And we encourage you to not only to hang out at El Cafe, check things out, enjoy their great menu, but stop by on Fridays. Not only do they have a wonderful fish fry that is only getting more and more popular.
Mm-hmm. The only day they're open till 8 p.m.
Yeah. This week they have a fundraiser for the Port Edwards Elementary School Parents Organization. They are donating a percentage of their sales on Friday, and they are doing a 50-50 raffle throughout the week.
Oh, cool.
Help them support them by ordering Friday between 4 and 8 or by signing up for the raffle. Your support means a lot, and we encourage you to support local, buy local, and support those that support our communities.
And get some really good food.
I mean, not for nothing, but man, yeah, it's some really good food over there. Go check that out. El Cafe just waiting for you. 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries as well. We love celebrating with you during this time. Get us them at info@WFHR.com or james.maleff@civicmedia.us. You can reach Melissa, melissa.k@civicmedia.us.
Just don't forget the E.
You can, of course, hit us up on our Facebook pages. Direct message us through there as well. And call up.
That's right. 715-424-2600 will get you straight to the studio live with James Maleff. Mm-hmm. On air, you can wish your happy birthday or anniversary. Or you can also use the Civic Media app. It's one button dialing.
Yeah, I encourage you to do that, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. That is okay. So let's get into this. And we have some good ones for you today. Like, first up, we want to wish happy birthday to Sue Giardino.
Happy birthday, Sue.
Sue, of course, one of our theater friends. Yeah. We know Vito and her good friends of the theater.
Great.
Good friends of our communities, too. Good
Absolutely.
Just good people. Very good people.
Enjoy your special day, Sue.
Hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. Wish happy birthday to Diane Peterson.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Wishing you a good day, Diane. Hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. And we wish a happy birthday to a happy 101st birthday to Paul Gross.
Whoa, happy birthday, Paul.
Mr. Gross and, of course, his family, a long time standing here in Wisconsin Rapids. Gross Jewelers and plenty of other things. You've seen them sponsor plenty of events over the years, over the decades, really. And speaking of decades, happy 101st, Mr. Gross.
Wow. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
That's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. We take a look at our celebrity list. Happy birthday to Ashley Munro, 38 years old, for country singer who was in the Pistol Annies with Miranda Lambert. Ashley's got a couple of solo hits, Wild Love and Hands on You.
Okay.
Let's see. Recently retired baseball player Joey Votto, 41, retired, just retired like a week ago.
Really?
And won the National League MVP back in 2010, longtime Cincinnati Red, and a great interview, one of those fun interview guys. Ryan Phillippe is 50 years old. Been in a bunch of movies. Him and Reese Witherspoon were together for quite a while, and they were noteworthy in part because they both decided, the both of them, when they got together, their careers were both going very well and going up, and they wanted to raise a family and all that, and they both decided, okay, well, Reese, your career is going a little bit stronger than mine right now, so I'm going to stay home with the kids, and you go ahead and do, you know, Legally Blonde and some of these other movies and everything. That's fun. That's cool. I you know, to be able to do that, and to have the money to be able to do that, and the ability to.
The option. Mm-hmm.
It's also very difficult as an actor to take one beat off, because as you've seen with Ryan Phillippe's career, his career never really bounced back from that. You wouldn't hear one complaint out of him. He's not complaining.
Well, no. He got to stay home with the kids. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and he's certainly, you know, doing okay. It's not like he's had a bad career by any means or anything. It's just interesting to see how these things work out and everything.
He's also only 50. James.
Yeah.
And a dude.
Yes.
So his chances of bouncing back from a career at 50 and being male are actually very good.
And I would say this to his face, and I think he would agree with me. He is a good actor and talented. Got some great hair. Reese Witherspoon is another level. She is incredibly talented and somehow only gets better and better as she gets on with this. It was a smart move. It was the smart move. And they all are happy. They all have done very well for themselves.
And there's no reason that he really can't come back because, He's pretty fine.
One of the finest names in music history, and I think one of the best, Big Daddy Kane is 56 today. A legendary rapper, great lyricist. Had a great one of his last hits, How You Get a Record Deal. There's certain artists, I hear them on the radio sometimes, and that song just pops in my head. How'd you get a record deal? One of the better directors in the game, Guy Ritchie, is 56 today. Sherlock Holmes, King Arthur, the Aladdin remake, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch, all those movies.
Wrath of Man.
Oh, he's such a good director, and he directs action really good. One of my favorite directors. I really enjoy his work. And he's one of these guys that almost every actor wants to work with him. And every actor wants to work with him again. He brings out really good stuff out of you. Ask Brad Pitt about that, one of his most legendary performances. He was only on screen for like 10 minutes, but he's in a Guy Ritchie movie, and everybody talks about it to the end of the day. He's a great director. One of the most, for our generation, the most intimidating pitcher, I think you could say, Randy Johnson is 61 today. All 6'20" of them. The man was called the big unit for a reason, like just a gigantic human being and a very intimidating just face just looking down at you.
Well, at 6'10", that is a big unit.
Yeah. Colin Firth is 64 today, Oscar-winning actor from The King's Speech.
I like him so
much. He's so good. He's so good. Such a great actor. The King's Speech is probably his best work. But I will say another King movie is sneaky good. The Kingsman movies.
Yeah.
They're action movies and everything. But he's so good in them. He's so when you get a thespian like him doing action, it makes it so much more believable in some ways. Like he's just, that's how good he is. He makes movies like that even good.
Adored his performance in Nanny McPhee.
Oh, yeah. My sister wanted me to watch that. I watched it with her and her boys. And yeah, he was really good in that. That's a great reference.
It is such a good movie. I cannot wait until they turn it into a stage production.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, you're right.
No,
oh,
that is going to be so good.
That's got to happen any day now. That's a great idea.
If it isn't already in the works.
Yeah. I don't know if he's recently. This is a good question, actually. Aerosmith recently retired from touring. They did this about two weeks ago or so. Joe Perry is 74, lead guitarist for Aerosmith. I don't know if that means like individually they've retired or not. I'm curious. I wonder if that. I'm sure.
You know, at 74, you should be able to retire.
Yeah, yeah. you've earned it.
If you want to.
Absolutely. I think that's an important point. That's a good point. I got to see Aerosmith at Alpine Valley with Johnny Lang opening up. And Johnny Lang, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and Aerosmith. And great show. I've seen a lot of good guitar players in my time, and I grew up listening to Aerosmith and stuff. And I knew Joe Perry was a legendary guitar player. He comes out to do Ragdoll, and they bring out a slide guitar. And I didn't know you could wail on one of those things. I didn't know you could do like solos on one of those things. Just an very, very impressive musician, Joe Perry, 74 today. Jose Feliciano is 79. A fantastic singer. Did the theme song for Chico and the Man. Had a nice cover of Light My Fire. Got a couple of hits. Danny Hutton is 82 from Three Dog Night. Amazing voice. A wonderful singer. Mama Told Me, an old fashioned love song. God, I love that song. I love that.
Irish American.
Yeah, he's something. An old fashioned love song still holds up for me. I love that one. And some people no longer with us, like Arnold Palmer, legendary golfer. And rumor is he did create the Arnold Palmer. The drink that's but there's a lot of gray area with that, where Arnold kind of always would push off it wasn't just me, it was me and the bartender or something like that. But either way, he's got a drink named after him. That's always right. one of the greatest legacies I think you could have, as silly as that might sound. There's millions of people out there that have no idea what golf is, but know what an Arnold Palmer is.
Right. Yeah. Iced tea and lemonade.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the greatest hitters in baseball history, Roger Maris, born on this day in 1934, broke Babe Ruth's single-season home run record with 61 back in 1961. And that is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary list. We wish a happy birthday and anniversary one more time to our friend Sue Giardino.
Happy birthday, Sue.
Diana Peterson.
Happy birthday, Diana.
And to our qualifier, happy 101st to Mr. Paul Gross.
Wow. Congratulations, Paul, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday to everybody, and happy anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Celebrate with our good friends at El Cafe. They're open right now, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Get on over there. Wish them a good day from all of us here at WFHR. We're going to take a quick break, check in with our local state news, sports, check in with our partners. Melissa and I will come back, and we're going to get into a fun one. Did you take all your steps today? And are they accurate? We'll talk about that when we get back on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's get into an interesting one here, Melissa. A study found fitness tracking apps aren't as accurate as you think, and that includes counting the number of steps you take in a day. It looked at Fitbits, Apple Watches, and a bunch of other brands.
Okay.
And here are five things those devices track and how accurate the results were for each. Okay. I think right away the study will tell you that these things are, and I think a lot of reports or a lot of even the companies themselves will tell you that they're not 100% accurate.
Right. How could they be?
And I do think it's really noteworthy if you are somebody who does these things, whatever comes up in this article, don't let that stop you from taking care of yourself.
Right. Of course.
You know, you've made good efforts, you've made good strides. It can get so hard to get on that horse once you're riding. Don't stop.
Strides.
I didn't realize what I just did there.
Yeah.
I would like to apologize to everybody with ears.
And if you're a horse, the step apps are a heck of a lot more inaccurate because you got 4 feet.
Right? It's very difficult to keep track of that. Here
you know, when you're wearing a phone in your pocket, how does it keep track of all the feet?
It's very difficult. We'll have to get a horse on. We'll have to ask Mr. Ed. Is Mr. Ed available? Mr. Ed? No? Okay. So here are five things those devices track and how accurate the results were for each. Heart rate. Pretty good. Your real number might be 3% higher or lower than what it says. But I think I, again, would hope that people...
3% is a pretty close.
Yeah. And I would hope most people would take these things with a grain of salt to a degree, you know.
Right. You're not sitting in a doctor's office
taking
your heart rate.
Heart rate variability. That's slight variations in time between heartbeats, which can help predict potential heart issues. They found they're pretty accurate with it when you're sitting down, but not when you're moving around.
Right, because you're jostling.
Interesting. Sleep tracking. They found fitness trackers tend to overestimate how long you were sleeping and underestimate how long it took you to fall asleep.
I know
this is the only one of these kind of things that I know a little bit about, and everything that I found about it and been told by people that are a lot smarter than me, this is one of those things that they're still trying to figure out. They're still trying to map how to do these right, and they're doing the best they can with them, but they're still not very accurate.
Well, because you think about it, if you go to a sleep study, they hook you up to a lot of electrodes.
Yeah.
Like, they're all over your body, whereas... These sleep trackers that you have at your own home, they're what, on your wrist?
Yeah.
Or sitting next to your bed, your phone.
Did I ever tell you I did a sleep study?
Yeah.
They kicked you out. Yeah, they did. Yeah. But they put those things all, not just like where you would think they'd put them, but in places you wouldn't think they'd put them. Like, it was very uncomfortable and very interesting and also very difficult
to sleep.
How are you supposed
to sleep like that?
Exactly. I asked the lady that myself, and she just laughed. And I'm like, well, give me an answer. You know, that'll just laugh. I'm not trying to make you laugh. That's a serious question. Calories burned. Not great. Some devices underestimate it by up to 21%. Others overestimate by up to 14%. So you might think you just burned 100 calories, but in round numbers, you really burned around 90 to 125. So congrats or not?
Yeah, all of these are estimates. They have to be.
Yeah. Counting steps. Not fully awful, but not great either. It might say you took 9% fewer steps than you really did, or 12% more. That means it could say 10,000 steps when you really took anywhere between 9,000 and 11,000. But there is general good news. They found fitness trackers are more likely to undercount steps. So if it says 10,000, chances are you took way more than that.
Hey, there you go.
Well, there's that. You know that. That's not such a negative. That's not so bad. Right. And you can find this complete article at lifehacker.com if you'd like, lifehacker.com. They're only going to get better, I think, the technology with these things. I think that's fair. I don't see us going backwards with it by any means.
No.
But I do think that as long as you're trying, you know, that's got to go a long ways.
And if these fitness trackers help encourage you to do more, you know, to I'm checking my steps. I got more than yesterday. Great. You know, it's just a ballpark.
Yeah.
Estimate anyway. So keep that in mind and use it the way that it best suits you.
Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning. I got a story to tell you about these trackers.
Ooh, all right.
So opening weekend of fishing, we were doing a lot of casts. By the end of the day, I was in a boat most of the morning. It said I had 10,000 steps.
Kev, I didn't know you could walk on water. That is pretty impressive, sir. That is pretty impressive.
Awesome.
That is
doing laps in your boat. Wow.
Well done. It's a golf clap. I didn't even know that was possible. That is hilarious. That has got to be the funniest one I have heard. I have not.
Part of the thing is that I reel with my left hand, so obviously my watch is on my left hand. Mm-hmm. So obviously the movement from my watch, reel in the reel.
Yeah.
I mean, it would track it.
So,
you know, it's getting so funny because then it says, oh, you need to move. Well, okay, so if I'm jigging or whatever like that, I'll get up and cast a little bit. Hey, congratulations, you're moving again. It's like, it's just fun. I have to laugh on it. But, I mean, I think it does do well with tracking. And obviously, it caught my AFib.
I mean, there's
a morning that I woke up, my heart rate was going crazy, and we went into the emergency room, and you got AFib. You know, it's like, well, if it wasn't for my watch picking that up, I probably wouldn't have come in. I just would have thought my heart was kind of being goofy. And
That's a good story of the day right there.
Yeah, very good story of the day. We're thankful that you did. I do got to ask real quick, and this is just between the three of us. It would have taken me a couple minutes, man, to figure out where the tracker was getting those steps. Did you figure that out right away, that it was coming from your wrist or anything? Because if you hadn't said that, I'd be in the commercial break coming up. How did he get the steps? I'd be thinking about it. I would be. I'll be honest.
Well, when you set your watch up or set your stuff up on your phone, it asks what your goals are. And my goals are always trying to get at least 10,000 steps a day. And by 10 o'clock in the morning, my watch was dinging, saying that congratulations, you hit your steps. I'm like, I didn't go anywhere.
I've been sitting right here the whole time.
And now you know. Now you know. Now you don't even have, you just got to go fishing to get those steps. That's all it takes. Safe travels out there, man. And thanks again for the call, as always.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kev. Best listeners in radio.
An upper body workout. It's great.
It's very good for you.
It's a good thing.
Good for you. Good for you. Just don't forget leg day, everybody. Just don't forget leg day. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here to take you to the top of the hour and have some fun while we're at it.
Mm-hmm. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Hardest working man in show business. It's easy to commit a major fail in the foggy moments just after waking up. We've all done it before. You're pouring sugar into your cereal, or you're pouring, I've done this where I poured a coffee into my cereal before. I did that in high school.
I did it
on accident. Yeah, I just started.
It's just a shortcut.
It was like senior year too. It wasn't like I was a young person or anything like that. But
depending on what your cereal was, if it was like Cocoa Puffs, that would probably actually be pretty good.
It was Cocoa Pebbles, and I tried it, and it wasn't horrible. But it was very hot. It was very hot. Yeah. That was not good. That was not good. So a guy went viral for a video he made about how the spices, cinnamon and cumin, should not be in the same color jars.
Yes.
Because they have too many letters in common. And he said he accidentally fajita spiced oatmeal. He made fajita spiced oatmeal.
But it's only a problem if he also added sugar.
The story was very relatable, and people started connecting with their own early morning fails. Some even mixed up the same spices. A couple people had done the same thing. The guy posted an update and said commenters told him about their cumin and sugar toast, or banana bread with a hint of cumin.
Yuck.
Fajita granola. And cumin sprinkled tres leches, or
tres leche.
Yeah, tres leche. Yes, like thank that. You. Tres leche. Yeah.
I'm sure that's still not right, but we're closer.
We're closer. someone else did the reverse, creating a fall flavored guacamole.
Ooh.
Yikes! A person made cinnamon hummus.
Well, I have seen some sweet hummuses. The problem is that they put cinnamon and think it was cumin, and then also added all the other normal spices they would add with cumin, it would be bad.
Oh, yeah.
If they added cinnamon and then, like, sugar or some other, like, maybe an extract or some vanilla extract or something, it would be good.
That doesn't sound bad. And somebody put cayenne in oatmeal. I don't know. Spices aren't only containers that look the same. Someone said that they put chicken stock in the morning in their morning smoothie instead of almond milk.
Oh, ick.
Another person sprayed hairspray under their armpits. Yep. They were not able to put their arms down all day. They were not able to put their arms down.
They put them down, but they couldn't get them back up.
No.
Are you sure? I can't. No, I can't.
I will be honest. If I ever do anything like that, I promise to share it with the class. I promise to share it with the whole audience. And one parent put toothpaste on their baby's butt instead of diaper cream.
That's, probably a little stimulating.
And completely understandable. Completely understandable. I had forgotten about this one with the almond milk. When my daughter, when we first found out she was lactose intolerant, and these are the early days of like almond milk and Silk and some of those. Again, one of those droggy mornings. I've got her and JC, and I'm trying to get them all set and ready, and I'm trying to get ready for work, and I'm bopping around, and I grabbed her milk was out because I got her some milk. I just poured her some, so I just pour it right into my coffee. I didn't think anything of it, and they take this big drink of coffee, and
not what you expected.
No, not my thing. Not my thing. No. Have you ever done anything like this?
It tastes different than milk. Mm. Yes, for sure. And it's gotten better since then.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really isn't that bad, no. Back then I wasn't, I didn't have the most adventurous palate. So, you know, anything pretty much would have done it for me. It's not the almond milk's fault. It's not the, but have you done anything like this, Melissa? How about you guys out there? Let us know, 715-424-2600.
I know that, you know, like my brother thought it would be hilarious to switch the cinnamon and the cayenne pepper containers on my mom once, and she sprinkled cayenne pepper all over the top of a rice pudding she made. My older brother got to eat a bowl because once, you know, it was discovered, of course it was him that did it,
and
he got to eat an entire bowl of rice pudding with cayenne pepper on it because she scraped the whole top off and put it in a bowl and said, there you go.
You
get to eat it now.
My little brother tried doing the whole salt shaker thing once. But he was like, he was a kid and he didn't loosen it enough. So my sister tries, I try. And while we're doing this, Nick's just like, oh, yeah. And finally he grabs it and he's like, what's wrong with this thing? And of course, as he grabs it, he shakes it and it shakes all over the table. God on everything. My mother was furious.
Yeah, I bet.
Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, kids.
Hey.
Good morning.
About 15 years ago, I was making a pot of chili for a big game day. And the next morning I turned it on in the crock pot and I thought maybe add a little extra chili powder because it wasn't quite right. And I accidentally added cinnamon sugar.
Oh, man.
Okay.
In a pot, whole brand new pot of chili. And let's just say it kind of took the fun out of game day.
Yeah. It's hard to get past that one, no matter how your team's doing, man. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's going to stick.
Once you put the cinnamon in, you can't get it out of chili, you know?
No.
It wasn't a good addition.
Was it one of those things, too, where you're so frustrated with it, you're like, well, I'm going to try to eat this. I'm going to try to salvage it. And then, no, there was no salvaging it.
I tried, and there's no going back.
Yeah. Good on you for trying, though, man. I'd have done the same thing. I'd at least taken a bite. Like, I'm getting a bite out of this. I'm not wasting all this. Tough.
I don't recommend it.
Always good to talk to you, man. You too.
Not a happy accident.
No. Now, there's a one. There would be another topic here where when it happens, but it's a good thing.
Right.
I think that's not a bad idea. Like, that's a fun topic, too. If there's any out there, go ahead and let us know those, everybody. 715-424-2600. How many times have we heard an invention or a very popular thing here in America that was made by, you know, whether it was accident or necessity? You know, isn't it the root beer float and some of those things came about that way? There's a lot of products in history that are like that. I think that's always one of the more interesting things.
Yeah, or medications that were made for something and then found to be useful for a different problem or a different medical issue.
Yeah, I can go down a rabbit hole on those topics. I find them very interesting. Let's take
Go ahead.
No, let's take another call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hello. Good morning. I was hearing your stories about the mistakes, and that reminded me many years ago, my husband Carl and I were visiting out to California. We were visiting relatives. And we were sitting down having some coffee, and he's about ready to pour the sugar into his coffee, so he pours it in, and it's like, oh, my goodness, he tasted it. and the look on his eyes, because my sister-in-law, for some reason, she had a shaker that looked like a sugar shaker, but instead she had salt in that.
Oh, no.
And so he poured all this salt in his coffee instead of sugar.
Oh, no. Oh.
Kind of a eye-opening experience there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had a laugh about that for years. So.
Is that a good one? Is that a good one? I can just picture his face right now.
We'll see you in a little bit.
See you soon, bye-bye. Pam. Thank you, Pam.
Thanks, Pam.
Heart of the station right there. Pam Elke joining us.
Yeah, that would be, you know, a tiny bit of salt in coffee, I have heard, will take away the bitterness. But you definitely don't want to add as much salt as you would sugar.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like, we're talking just a tiny bit.
Maybe a pinch and kind of go from there, kind of work your way from there and everything. I hadn't heard that about salt in coffee. That definitely, it's probably a good thing I had not heard that, because I would be somebody that would try it and would, with my big hands, oh, just take a pinch of salt. And no. And I kind of like the bitterness of coffee, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But for people who don't and don't want to add sugar, that is an option.
It's a good thought. It's an interesting thought. I learned something today. I did not know that one.
And in my earlier comment about medications that can be used for something other than what they are intended for, this will be something maybe you don't know, James. Mm. The medication Viagra is actually really, really good at lessening cramps for women.
Wow. Well, that is pretty cool. That is really cool to hear. Like,
so I hear. This is a rumor. I have not been told this by a medical professional, so obviously I am not a doctor. Don't follow anything that I say. But that is what I have heard. But, of course, it wouldn't be marketed that way.
No, no. But if they were smart, they would. Like, if this is true and it was something like that, I mean, think about look, obviously Viagra's for like 50% of the population. The other 50% could probably use something for, I don't know, you know, those issues or other thing. I mean, that's a great idea. If you can market it to even more people if they want. Of course, that's not something they're thinking of. You're right. And their sales are probably pretty good, I imagine, as probably. It is. But that's an interesting, I'm always fascinated by those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very intrigued when I heard that.
We've got our great friends over at the VFW Post 2534. They're good friends of ours. We just had our friend Tom joining us with a monthly veterans update a little bit ago. And one of the things we discussed with Tom was some great events coming up, like tomorrow on September 11th. It's Patriot Day. Keep that in mind, everybody. Mm. And American Heroes Cafe will be open.
That's right. It's Wednesday.
7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church in Wisconsin Rapids. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. We encourage you to spread the word about this event, too. Make sure that all of our local vets, military, police, and firefighters know about this event, know that this is open to them, that they can come by, sit back, sit with peers, sit with people that understand a little bit of what it is like that you are going through and what you do and what you do for your community, and have some fun, enjoy, have some good camaraderie.
It's just a great way to connect with other people who have, even if they're not, you know, necessarily the same experience, but a similar experience to you, and be able to commiserate about that and just, you know, have a relaxing morning of conversation, coffee, breakfast. It's great. I got to actually go once. Tom invited me to see it, and the atmosphere there is so welcoming.
That's really cool to hear. That's very cool to hear. Check out American Heroes Cafe, and again, spread the word. They meet every second and fourth Wednesday of the month, 7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church in Wisconsin Rapids. Keep in mind as well that tomorrow is also American Legion Post 9's monthly meeting at 7 and Rudolph American Legion's monthly meeting at 7. And on Saturday, September 14th, VFW brought Fry at West Grand IGA from 9 to 2 right here in Rapids. Go check that out. Get yourself a brat. Enjoy.
Sorry, I had to sneeze. I need a brat.
Yeah, yeah. You need. I don't know if... Now, there's a life hack. Do brats keep you from sneezing? Or do they keep you from... Stop. We'll figure that. You need a brat to be able to figure it out. You're not going to be able to figure it out otherwise.
And you can find out this Saturday.
How great would that be? Like, you know, just some random food you can eat or whatever, and it stops your hiccups or your sneezing. Yeah.
Life hacks with Mel and James that don't work. We'll be back with more.
Coming up, everybody, on The Morning Show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Yes, we are locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.